Welcome to VI Talk, sharing ideas, information and support.
Okay, so welcome to this evening's session, the focus of which is stress and anxiety, or lessening stress and anxiety. I'm not obviously going to cause you stress and anxiety, hopefully. But what we'll do is I'll talk about it a bit more in a moment after we've done the warm-up. So if you would like to, just if you're standing, just get yourself into Wuji, which is that stand where you're about between hip and shoulder width apart with your feet. If possible, having your toes facing forwards. If that causes tension in your body, then just having your toes facing slightly outwards to a position where you're not causing tension, because any time you cause tension in the body, that blocks the Qigong. So just, finding Wuji, finding your comfortable position, just unlocking your knees, just allowing the spine to elongate, just bringing your shoulders forward slightly, letting them rock back and having that sense of space between your arms and your body. So it doesn't necessarily have to be physical space, because if you're going to hold your arms out to the side again, that might cause tension. Excuse me. But just having that sense of space, and then just allowing the crown of the head to face the sky or the universe. Going back down to your feet, making sure they're connected and you're grounded and you're balanced. So you're grounded through the ball of the foot, kidney one, and you're connected to the sky through the crown of the head, Jumai 20 or the Bach waypoint. And then just, if you want to, just taking a few deep breaths or your own natural breath, whatever feels most comfortable, and then just checking in with your body. During this first part of the warm-up, what we're going to be doing is doing a whole body pat. So we're just going to be patting our body, and then we'll do some hip rotations, some shoulder work, finishing off with a gentle twist and a little bit of gathering the chi. So we're just going to start by just tapping. You can tap or you can cup. So by cupping, I mean holding your palm out flat and then just palm upwards, having the hand out flat, and then just pushing the thumb up the index finger slightly to your hand, up with a little cup in the palm of your hand. And you can just use that to tap or cup down the inside, or you can tap just with your fingers, whatever feels most comfortable to you. And we're going to move down the inside of one arm. I'm actually moving down the inside of my right arm, down to the fingertips, and up the outside of the right arm. And then just repeating that a few times. So one more down and up on this side. And then we're just going to be swapping sides, doing the same on the other side. So in my case, the same on the left side. Doesn't matter if you started on the other arm, we're going to be doing both arms anyway. So two more, going down and up. And then we're going to be moving to the chest. I always find using the fingertips across the chest is probably easier than actually tapping the whole hand. There's obviously not much space on the chest. But if you want to tap the whole hand, that's fine. And down towards the armpit area. And then moving down the centre of the chest towards the torso. Going to be really sort of our digestive organs, the stomach, down towards the colon, the liver, small and large intestines. And then we're going to be moving down the outer edge of the thighs, the outer bit of the thighs. Go down as far as it feels comfortable for you. So it could be going down to all the way down to your feet, or you may only go down to your thighs, to your knees. So whatever feels comfortable to you, and then coming up the inside of the leg and then back down the outside. So you're going to do this a few times. and down across the toes. If you get down that far, coming back up, and then one more down and up. Then just having your hands in a soft fist, and then just pounding your buttocks. And then we're going to be patting or tapping up the either side of the spine. You can only get so far doing this when you're doing it like this. So what you would could do is actually then going in from the top. So just going behind the shoulders to the top of the spine area. You can also, if you want to, just taking your hands around the back, up around the middle of the spine, and just making sure you're tapping either side of the spine as much as you can. And tapping up the back of the neck, across the scalp, so what we're doing basically is we're activating all of the meridians, all 12 of the main meridians, and also the couple of the governing vessel, or not the governing vessel, some extraordinary vessels. So the governing vessel, which runs up the back, and the conception vessel, which runs up the center of the front. Going down to your forehead. I want to be a bit more gentle when you're on your face. Under your eyes, around your eyes, around the cheeks, around sort of the chin and the jaw area. You can, if you want to, go down around onto the neck. Some people don't like that too much, but whatever. If you're okay with it, then just gently down around the neck. And then just dropping your hands and shaking your hands and just your whole body. You're just shaking yourself out. And now we're going to do a bit of a gentle hip rotation. So just taking the hands behind your hip area, so the top of the buttocks, and very gently just rotating in one direction. It doesn't matter which direction. So I'm going to be changing direction at some point. So I'll do a few of this. And when you're doing the hip rotation, you're also actually activating your knees. So there's a bit of a knee rotation, as well as a little bit of an ankle rotation. So doing one more in this direction, gently coming back to center, and then changing direction. We'll do two more in this direction, and slowly and gently, it's coming back to center. We're going to do a few shoulder shrugs. So we start to warm up our shoulders, although we've obviously warmed up a little bit when we're doing the whole body pat. Just taking your shoulders up towards your ears and letting them drop. Just doing that a few times. Doing that. Doing it two more times. Now we're going to continue a little bit of shoulder work because Qigong does use the shoulders and the arms quite a lot. So we're going to just do some alternating arm circles. So we're just going to take very gently taking our one arm up above our head and over the back. So as if we were doing backstroke and then stopping and doing the other arm. So just alternating arms, just doing it very gently, very slowly. One more on each side. Then we're going to do it in reverse. We're going to do it as if we're doing freestyle, front crawl, and doing the same. So it also helps to open up our chest area when we're doing the back stroke, and this front one helps us to open up the back as well, the top of the back area between our shoulder blades. So just doing one more on each side. And then we're going to do what's known as big ball chi. So you've got two options here as to where you want to back, where you want to stand. Is you can either just take 1 foot 45 degrees, pointing 45 degrees out, taking the other foot one step forwards, and then twisting around so your hips are facing the direction of your front foot. Or alternatively, you can keep 1 foot facing straight forwards and just turn the other foot slightly to the diagonal. Again, your hips are facing the direction of that front foot. So whichever one you're doing, just holding the ball in front of your chest, having your hands either side of the imaginary ball. And we're just going to take the ball forwards, down, and back up the body, up towards the chest. So pushing the ball forwards, taking it down towards your thighs, coming up the front of your body towards your chest. So just keep doing this a few times. And you can, if you want to, as you come back up and transfer the weight to your back leg, you can actually lift your front toes if that feels comfortable. But if it doesn't feel comfortable, you don't have to. You can keep both feet on the ground. If you're seated, then I would have one foot slightly further forward, like you would be if you were standing. Going to do two more on this side. Back to the starting position, swapping sides and doing the same on the other side. Just holding your big ball, your big chi ball, rolling it out in front, down towards your lower dantian, your lower abdomen, coming up the body and then out in front again. I'm going to do a couple more in this direction. One more, and when you finish that, just coming to facing front, coming back into Ruji. And we're just going to do a side push. So this one we're going to be going across the diagonal. So I'm going to take my left hand, push it across the body towards the right side, bring it back towards the left side, and then doing the same right hand towards the left side. So we're just going to be taking one hand across the body, bringing it back to starting, and then taking the other. Just doing this a few more times. If you want to add a little bit more of a twist, you can actually take the hand and push it a little bit further. Rather than do it more sort of a diagonal, you can just make it more as if you were pushing towards the side a little bit. So it's up to you whether you want to do it more diagonal or more towards the side. So a little bit more movement in the spine if you do it more out towards the opposite side rather than towards the opposite diagonal. Just doing one more on each side, coming back to center. Just doing a very gentle spinal twist. Letting our hands hang loosely by our sides as we twist. It will move, but it's the twist in the body that's moving the arms, hands and the arms, rather than the muscles. So you're not actually moving your not actually using any energy to move your arms. It's the twist in the side and twisting, smoothing the arms. Very gently and slowly coming back to center. And we're just going to gather the chi four times. We're taking our hands out to the side, overhead, pressing the palms down just above the head and pushing them down towards the lower dantian, the lower abdomen area. Just doing that three more times. And this one, the last one. Once you've done your third one, pausing, and again, just noticing how your body feels. Noticing if there's any differences between how it feels now to how it was at the start of this warm-up. Okay, so as I said at the start, we're going to be the exercises that we're doing this evening, this is the step that we're going to do this evening, all focus on reducing or lessening stress and anxiety. So they're all pretty gentle, I think. There's one that's got a little bit more of a dynamic movement that's towards the end. I had no quite gentle exercises about sort of clearing the mind and just helping your body to de-stress and helping your mind to de-stress as well. So what we're going to start with is, as always, starting in Muji. So I'll talk through that at the beginning of the warm-up. So just taking a moment or two to settle into that. And what I'm going to do this evening is actually incorporate Muji with in the body, not the body, but yeah, making that the opening exercise, because usually we just do it as the opening stance, but actually I want to do a little bit more this evening. And again, it helps with stress and anxiety. So once you've found Ruji, then just we're going to take a couple of minutes just to really notice what it feels like to be in this stance. If you're seated, again, just taking a couple of minutes just to note what it feels like. And maybe just noticing how your body's breathing as you're in this opening position. Notice how your body's feeling. Maybe noticing any movement, even though you're standing still or sitting still, just noticing any movement. I'll be quiet for a moment or two and I'll talk again in a couple of minutes. Just on a warm-up, you may be noticing other sensations, maybe tingling, cheek feeling post-warm-up. Maybe noticing your feet and how it feels to be connected to the ground through the surface beneath your feet. Thinking about that connection, the heavens, the skies, the universe through to my 20 and crown of the head, Bach waypoint. And the energy from the globe and the energy from the universe. Another two rounds of breath. We'll start on the actual movements. We'll start by gathering the chi. So taking our arms out to the side, in overhead, palms facing down, and then pushing down towards the lower abdomen, lower dantian. This is an exercise that can be used at the start of a set, like we're doing just now, or at the end of a set, like we did in the warm-up. Quite a multifunctional exercise. So as we inhale, as we bring our hands out to the side and overhead, and exhale as we push our hands down towards the lower abdomen. Inhale up, exhale down. Doing three more in time with your own breath. When you finish the last one, just pausing for the bottom, hands by your side. We're in your lap if you're seated, and then just taking a few rounds of breath. We're going to do happy bouncing. So literally, we're just going to start bouncing our feet, our legs, just bouncing up through the body. You can just incorporate a little bit of a twist, so bouncing from one side back through center, bouncing to the other side. It's actually quite one. I know we're doing it for stress and anxiety or releasing it today, but it's actually quite a nice one for energizing as well. So if you've been seated at the computer or been just sitting watching TV, you could just get up and just do this for a couple of minutes, or even just a gentle twist. Both of them are quite highly energizing. This one's got a bit more movement than the twist, but you can do either. Very gently going to come back to center. Now we're going to just take our hands and make them into a loose fist. And where your middle finger touches the palm of the hand, it's going to be round about or on what's known as the Lao Gong point, which is Heart Governor 8. It's also known as the Palace of Toil, but it's also the heart protector. So it's for the pericardium or the heart governor, which is the heart protector. So the idea is we're going to be protecting our heart with our fists by putting our hands on, particularly our finger on Lao Gong point. So we're going to take your hands out to the side, take them out laterally either side, and then just bending your elbow, so your hands are pointing upwards. So you've got your hands, the upper arm is out laterally, and then the upper and the lower arm is pointing upwards with the hands in a fist. And this is very similar to the Big Bear stretches. So we're going to be just bringing your hands in towards the center and then back out to the outside. So we're going to contract, bringing our hands in towards the center, and then expand by taking our hands out to the outside. Now you can stay doing it standing upright or seated upright, but what you could also do if you want to is you bring your hands into the center. You could almost fold your body down, so your hands are coming into the center, but you're moving down towards your knees. Maybe putting a bit of squat in if you want to, then coming back upright to your hands coming out. Hands into the center, moving down toward, moving your body down towards your knees if you want to, and then coming back up. So it's inhale as you, so exhale as you contract, so you're coming in, and then inhale as you expand. So you're standing up and expanding your hands out to the side. That's a variation of spinal breathing. It's what it's known as. In yoga, it's very similar to something called cat and cow. So we're sort of gently arching the back and rounding the back. Just any arching on the upper bit, or arching the chest and the upper back, and then rounding the upper back and coming down. Just doing two more. Whichever variation you're doing. And when you finish that second one, just dropping your hands down to the side and then just relaxing. So this next one is called opening the spinal joints, but its name is actually, it's a lovely name. It's called the movement of the 10,000 hands. So we're going to start on an inhale. So as we inhale, taking your arms out to the side, overhead, bring your hands together in prayer position. So palms of your hands are touching each other just overhead. Exhale as you bring your hands down to the crown of the head. Inhale as you move them down to your heart. Exhale as you turn your hands, keeping them together, turn your hands over so the fingers are now pointing down towards your feet, pushing your hands down, probably towards the lower dantian, lower abdomen, and then opening up the side. Inhale, coming back overhead. Exhale, down to the crown of the head. Inhale to the heart. Exhale as you turn your hands down, so the fingers are now pointing down towards your feet, pushing your hands down slightly, say probably towards the lower abdomen, and then open them up. Inhale, taking them out to the side, up overhead, down to the crown of the head. On the exhale, inhale to the heart, turning the hands, the fingers down. Exhale as you push your hands down, opening them up. Back inhale, up overhead. Exhale, crown of the head. Inhale, heart. Exhale, fingers point to toes, pushing down towards the lower abdomen, opening them up. Inhale, coming back up. Hands above the head. Exhale, crown of the head. Inhale, heart. Exhale. Lift the toe towards the toes. Inhale when you get to about the lower abdomen. So exhale to the lower abdomen. Inhale as you come back up. And just following that movement. Don't worry about the breath if you can't get it. So it's head, crown of head, heart, hands turning over, pushing down towards the lower abdomen, opening up the side, coming back up overhead. Down to the crown of the head, to the heart, bringing your hands sort of pushing downwards towards the lower abdomen and opening up overhead. Just going to do a couple more. Crown of the head, heart, bringing the hands over, pushing down to the lower dantian. Hands open and back up above the head, making this the last one. And the idea is that when you're bringing your hands out to the side and overhead, that you've got 10,000 other people helping. They're all helping to give you this energy. Sorry, I've just gone ahead and done another one. So I'm just going to complete this other one and then just pause. And now we're doing the plow hands. So historically done in Nauvoo or horse riding. you can stay in Mudra if you want to. If you're seated, then ignore the leg movements. So we're going to have one hand in front of our chest, palm facing the chest, one hand in front of our low down tien. Actually, maybe not quite that low down, maybe just more about the stomach level, palm facing the stomach. And then you're going to move in the direction of the upper elbow. So I'm going to move in the direction of my right elbow. I'm just going to twist round to the side. And then when I get as far as I can move, then I'm just going to swap hands, just bringing one hand up, pushing the other hand down, coming back across the center to the other side, to the left side in my case, swapping hands again. So the palms are remaining facing the body, and then you're just going to swap your hands over. Just moving from side to side, very gently and slowly. You want to add the breath. It is exhale as you swap hands. And yeah, that's basically it. An inhale is somewhere across the center. Exhale as you swap hands. Just doing two more on each side. And then when you finish that last one, if you're in horse riding, coming back into Wuji, bring your hands by your side. Now we're doing butterfly dances in front of the flowers. So before we start this, I will say be careful if you have high or low blood pressure. And as you come up, just be careful. There's a tendency sometimes to arch the lower back. Be very careful of your lower back. So what we're going to be doing, and if you're seated, I would move your feet slightly further forward, both feet slightly further forward, because I don't want you to top them. What we're going to be doing is we're going to be just folding our body. Just very gently, just having our hands hanging loosely down towards our toes, just following the body as far as feels comfortable. And then just coming back up, and then just bringing the arms out to the side. You're not extending the arms fully. There is still a bend in the elbow. And then we're going to go back down into that folded position. And then coming back up, opening our wings. Opening our arms and back down and up. It's an unusual one. The breathing pattern's unusual because usually we inhale on expansion and exhale on contraction. With this particular one, we're going to inhale as we bend forwards, which does seem a little bit counterintuitive. And then we're going to exhale as we expand. So inhale as we bend forwards. And exhale as we come up and expand. You can, if you want to, when we're doing stress and anxiety, you can actually exhale through the mouth if you want to as well. So you inhale through the nose and exhale through the mouth. So almost like a sighing sound. I'll show you. Give an example in a moment. I'll do the next one. I'm just doing two more. You finish that second one. Coming back to the starting position. So now we're lifting the sky. We're just going to start with our hands facing upwards at around about the lower down to hand level or whatever the extension of your arms is. So your palms are facing upwards, you want to, you can have your palms, your fingers interlaced, or you can have your middle fingers touching or just having them slightly further apart. We're going to be bringing our hands up in front of the body and then start turning them. So turning the palms towards you, then down, then around as you bring your hands over your head. So your palms are now facing upwards. So they're now facing towards the sky as if you're lifting the sky. Open your hands out, coming back down to the starting position. Bring your hands up, front of your body. Start twisting them over as you're moving them over the face, up above the head. So the palms end up facing upwards towards the sky. And then open your hands out and then bring them back down to the side. We'll do a couple more without doing the breath and then we'll introduce the breath. So coming up the body, turning the hands over, taking the hands above the head, opening it out, and bringing them back down the side of the body, back to the starting position. Do one more before we do the breath. Twisting your hands over so the palms are facing the sky when you finish this upward movement, and then bringing them down. So it's inhale up. You bring your hands up in front of the body, pausing at the top. So there's a natural pause between our breaths when we inhale and exhale, and then exhale as we bring our hands down. Let's inhale up and exhale down. Let's do two more. Finish that last one, just pausing for a couple of breaths. And now we're lifting the sun and the moon. We're going to start with our hands this high by our sides. We're going to turn it so our palms are facing outwards and then bringing the palms up. So we're going to be lifting the arms and the palms will be facing up. So lifting arms towards the armpits. So the hands are now sort of near enough, the armpit area, and the hands over, and then push them down. And hands again, bring the hands up towards the armpits and side of the body, turning them over and pushing them down. So bring your hands up, turn them over, and push them down. So the palms are always facing the direction of travel. So as we come up the side of the body, the palms are facing upwards. And as we push down, the palms are facing down. Let's inhale up, exhale down. Inhale up, exhale down. Just doing two more in time with your own breath. Pausing at the bottom for a couple of breaths. So now we're doing big circle. So this one is traditionally done in horse riding, although say you can do it in Wuxi. There is a little bit of left and right movement in the legs as you shift weight. So maybe just slightly wider than. Then Wuji might be okay, might be better rather than doing it directly in a normal Wuji stance, so maybe slightly wider Wuji stance. So with this one, we're going to start by taking one arm out to the side. So I'm taking my left arm out to the side, and at the same time, I am transferring my weight to my left leg. So my left leg is now bent, my left knee is now bent. So I'm going to be bringing my left hand down in front of my body. At the same time, my weight transfers. So as my hand becomes to the center of the body, the weight is even between both legs. And then coming down to, up to the right side, so the weight transfers to the right leg, up in front of the body, Again, weight transfers as the hand comes overhead, and then the hand moves down, back down the left-hand side of the body. Front of the body, across to the right side, up overhead, and back down to the left side. So you're moving both your upper part of your body, or your arms, and you're also moving your legs. So you do a big circle down, front of the body, across to the other side, up in front of the body, and then overhead. So, I mean, it does what it says on the tin. It's a big circle. So I'll just do one more on this side, and then when we swap to the other side, I'll introduce the breath. So now taking the, in my case, I'm taking the right hand out to the side, transfer my weight to the right leg. Okay, bringing my right hand down on exhale. And as I come up the left-hand side, I'm going to inhale, cross the top to the left, to the right side. Exhale as I push my hand down and across the front. Inhale as I take my hand up. Left side, overhead, and back down to the right side. Where I exhale, they push down. So it's exhale as you push down, and inhale as you come up, as you bring your hand up. Just doing a few more in time with your own breath. Do one more on this side. And if you're in horse riding or wider Wuji, it's coming back into Wuji. Okay, so we're going to be parting the clouds. This is a variation on the parting the clouds that we do in Shibashi Set 1, which we've done probably several times. Maybe not so recently, but we have done it in the past. So what we're going to be doing is starting again, very similar to lifting the sky, starting with our hands, arms fully extended, palms facing upwards at around about low dantian level, groin level. Then you're going to just bring your hands up above your head, and again you're going to be twisting your hands around. And instead of pointing your palms towards the sky as we did lifting the sky, you're going to have the backs of the hands coming together. So they can start them touching, or you can have them just slightly further apart, and then putting the hands out to the side and down. Back to the starting position where the palms are facing up, bringing the hands above the body, turning the hands over, finishing with the backs of the hands just facing each other, either just above the head, or if you can't get it that high with your shoulders, just around about head level. Then opening your hands out to the side and pushing down. So coming up in front of the body, back of the hands facing each other when we get to the top, and then opening the hands out to the side. So it's inhale as we bring our hands up and overhead, so the backs of the hands facing each other, and exhale as we push our hands down to the side to the starting position. Inhale, coming up. Exhale, pushing down. Just doing a few more in time in your own breath. Just doing one more. Now we're doing the prayer wheel, which has some similarity with the big qigong that we used in the warm-up. So it's in the bow stance. So you say there are two ways of doing this. You can have it as one foot facing, just turning slightly about 45 degrees, the other foot just taking one step forward and then twisting your body so you're facing forwards. Or alternatively, you can have one foot facing forwards and then taking the other one to the diagonal and facing. Your body will then be facing the diagonal. So your hips will be facing whichever direction your front foot is in. So just taking your hands out in front of your chest, fully extending them, palms together, almost like a prayer position. And then just pulling them away slightly. So your ball, your prayer wheel, can be like tennis ball width, or it can be slightly wider, small football width, or a child's ball width, something like that. And what we're going to be doing is moving backwards and forwards. So we're going to transferring weight from our back towards our back leg and then to our front leg. So we're going to start by bringing our hands up. So in this sort of round the prayer wheel, bringing them up towards our face as we transfer weight to our back leg. If you want to, you can lift your front toes, but you don't have to if you don't want to. If you're seated, I would have one foot further forward or both feet slightly further forward so your knees and ankles are not stacked. So bring your hands back towards your head, then down your chest, and then pushing them out in front of you as you transfer your weight forwards, leaving your back heel on the ground. To the back, and then coming back up towards the head, pushing your hands down in front and out to the starting position. So if the transferring the weight backwards and forwards and your leg movements are getting a bit complicated, then just focus on the hand movement. Then taking the hands out in front, bring them up towards your head, down your body, and then back out in front again. Just in one more on this side. And then swapping sides. I'm doing the same on the other side. So starting with your hands out in front. You're going to inhale as you bring your hands towards your chair, your head. And then exhale as you push them down and out in front. Inhale as you bring your hands towards your head. And then exhale as you push them down and out in front. Just in a few more in time with your own breath. One more. Now we're circling the chest. So we're going to start with one hand at chest level. So palm facing the chest. On the other hand, it's going to be again about the lower abdomen level. So turn the top hand so the palm is facing down and push your hand down towards the bottom hand. And at the same time, bring your bottom hand up in a circle to where this top hand was. So the palm initially starts facing your chest. And then turning it, and then so your palm now goes down, pushing down, and the outer hand is doing the circle. So you're doing two circles. So we're going to start, the top hand will push down towards the bottom hand. At the same time, the bottom hand will move out in front of the body and up to where the top hand was. And then just circling very carefully. Both hands will be circling. And this is just a natural breath rhythm with this one. Having the palms facing down with this movement. Just going to do two more circles. When you finish that, just open your hands down. We're going to do rise and fall. This is quite similar to the commencement and to waterfall, which both of exercises we've done in the past. We'll see. One of the things with Qigong, you get a lot of exercises that are similar, which have different names, or you get exercises that are same name but are quite different. So, say it's called rise and fall, and it does what it says on the tin, really. So you're going to bring your hands out in front of your body to about shoulder level, and then just pushing them back down towards the side of the body, coming back up, and then coming down. It's just very gently bring your hands up and pushing them down. And if you want to, if it feels good for your body, what you can do is as you push your hands down, maybe bend your knees a little bit. And as you bring your hands up, maybe straighten up. If that doesn't feel comfortable, then just remain static with your lower legs. Let's inhale up. Exhale down. And do three more. So the next exercise is called purging. So this is really getting rid of the stress from your body. And the sort of thing you could do as a standalone exercise if you're feeling really stressed. The exercise we've done up till now are very gentle movements. It's about calming the mind and the body and just taking your coming out of the mind and into the body. Whereas this one is a bit more forceful movement. So it's about literally sort of expelling stress or expelling the anxiety. So we're going to start by bringing our hands up overhead. And then what we're going to do is just literally swing them down at the same time bending the knees, if that feels comfortable. You can do it without bending the knees, but bending the knees gets a bit more force to it. And also you can also expel or forcibly expel air as you come down. So sigh it out as you come down. So sigh out through your mouth. So exhale through your mouth rather than through your, oh, sorry, yeah, through your mouth. So coming up on the inhale and then on the exhale, bring your hands down and towards the back. Coming up again on the inhale and then exhale as you come down. So you might get into a bit of a squat. So just doing another three. And just pausing because it's quite a dynamic exercise, just noticing what's happening in your body. Now we're centering the energy. So we're going to bring one hand and we're going to bring it so it's palm facing upwards at around about the lower abdomen level. Taking the other hand, so I've got my left hand by my lower abdomen, palm facing up. I'm taking my right hand out to the side, bringing it up to the front of my head. The thumb is now close to my head. Bringing it down my stomach, down my chest, down my stomach, towards the other hand, and then swapping hand position. So my right hand now has palm facing upwards. My left hand now goes out to the side, comes up above the head. The thumb is facing the head as it comes down the head and the chest and the torso, and then back down to that starting position. Again, swapping hands. So we're just using this to center our energy. So we're going to swap hands again, bring hand to the side, bring the hand down the body, and then swap hands. So it goes down. It now faces upwards, and the right hand goes out to the side and comes down. Just doing this in time with your own breath. Let's inhale as you take your hand out to the side, and exhale as you come down the body. Inhale as you take your hand out to the side, exhale as you come down the body. Just doing two more on each side. Finish that, just pausing at the bottom. Finish with an exercise called Mofu, which is basically massaging your abdomen. So, in traditional Chinese medicine, again, obviously in Qigong, traditionally, you would have the women would have their right hand, left hand on top. So your right hand would be on the lower abdomen, your left hand would be on top, because left hand is the dominant hand for a woman. And men would have the right hand on top because the right hand is the dominant hand for men. These days, there are some, obviously, there are some traditionalists around who think it should be that way around, but I would suggest it's whatever you feel comfortable with. So whether you want to have your left hand on top or your right hand on top, that's entirely up to you. But whichever hand is on top, just settle into that position. And then we're just going to gently massage around our abdomen area, up towards our stomach area in a clockwise position, just very gently moving in a clockwise position. Also quite nice when you've got an uneasy feeling in your stomach, because quite often we do hold stress in us, but we hold stress in our bodies anyway, but often it's in our shoulders, in our neck, but also in our stomach. Anxiety can definitely be held in the stomach area as well. So it's very gentle massage, just helps to ease that. Just doing two more. And just to finish, just to release a little bit of any chi that we've been activating and circulating. So just to release a little bit of chi. Just bring our hands, you can have them in a loose fist, or you can have your hands open. Bring them up towards your chest. You'll be on tiptoes if you want, or just have your feet on the floor. And then just letting it out with a sigh, just dropping your hands down. And then just repeating that three more times. just pausing at the bottom and then just noticing how you're feeling. Maybe tingling, maybe nothing, but just noticing maybe a temperature change. Noticing whatever's arising. And I hope you've enjoyed this set of Qigong focuses on lessening stress and anxiety.